can't wait to see this. Okay, okay, okay.
Adewale Ogunleye was a mainstay on the Bears defense that led them to Super Bowl 41 in Miami. Coincidentally, Miami is home for Wale now, but he recently returned to Chicago to hand out 100 turkey dinners to families at St. Malachy School.
When you handed out the turkeys today, how did it make you feel to see the smiles on the kids' faces?
It made me feel good, you know, and, you know, looking in the crowd, actually even seeing you, I know you saw it. It actually made you smile. Just to see kids smile and happy and understanding they're getting a gift, it felt good.
Wale had some reinforcements to help keep the kids' attention. Former Bears teammates Israel Adonijé and Jerry Azuma, along with good friend and former Destiny's Child member Michelle Williams, helped Wale convey kindness, especially during the giving season.
So the number two, Elaine Brown.
As part of his Goal Power program, the former Bears captain also provided jewel gift cards to winners of a holiday essay contest.
When you're kind to other people, you lift them up. And in turn, you lift yourself up.
And what was your message here today?
Message was one, just to be kind to people, to make sure that you're giving into people, that you're filling them up and not being ones that tip them over and drain people. I think we've got to get to a place where lifting each other up with kids is great to start at this foundation, because I think later on they're going to be our future leaders. The world's definitely going to be in their hands. And I think we start now, teach them the right ways to behave and to treat other people. It's going to go a long way.
Each of us should just focus where we put our energy. You know, and the things that you put your energy to will strengthen you or weaken you. And that each child here focus on putting their energy towards building their character, kindness, love, supporting one another, and that will carry them far in life.
My message to the kids was just about being nice, because you never know how you just being nice influences someone's decision about you when it comes to a referral. I told them how I was able to get the call to join Destiny's Child. One of the first things that the choreographer said was that she's nice. Listen, like I said, I'm not perfect. I probably have a few family and friends that's like, who you telling to be nice? But overall, relationships go a long, long way.
Thank you. Welcome.
Who instilled that value of kindness?
Ultimately, my parents. You know, we were very religious. We went to church a lot, but ultimately, they're just good people. They ones that would give the shirt off their backs. We've had many, many family members coming from Nigeria, and they would just stay with us. It was six of us in a two-bedroom apartment, and they would still just continue to let people come stay with us. And that resonated with me. And my whole family are a bunch of philanthropers and givers, and so I have to give my parents the credit.
You're in Florida now, but you came back to Chicago, and you told the guys who were here today, hey, I'm going to be here, and they, at the drop of a hat, said, I'll be there too. What's that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, once a bear, always a bear. And with Jerry and Izzy showing up, they've proven that we support each other. We had a really good run here. We brought some smiles to a lot of families. And, you know, to me, it's the best sports town in America.
Wale is like a brother, you know, and he's doing a lot of great things for the community. We always keep in touch, even though he lives in Florida and things like that. But he's always sticking his hands deep into the community and trying to, you know, make a presence. He called me out today and he was like, need your help. And I was like, this is a no-brainer. So this is why I'm here today. It's all about the smiles, you know. It's all about the laughs, making people feel good.
The most special thing about events like this is the people coming together. But to get connected again around a great cause and about supporting the way, I wouldn't be here if I didn't have people support me just like this.
To me, Chicago, even though I'm from Rockford, it's still home. I am a Bears fan. My parents love the Bears. So I felt like I was home amongst brothers, giving back, not for show or anything like that, but just to put a smile on someone else's face.
You know what, Lauren? It's all coming to me now.
What?
I think the reason that you went there is because you knew that Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child was going to be there.
Okay, I didn't know, but it was a really good surprise.
She's like a Destiny's Child stan. She got posters and stuff all on her wall.
Okay, no, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, but growing up, it's Destiny's Child.
Yeah, that's true.
She was so nice, though.
Yeah. I met her before, you know, at Wale's wedding.
Oh, I met her before. Oh, I already knew her. Oh, let me call her right now. I already know Michelle Williams.
That's
do you know Beyonce,
do
too?
That's how you're going to do me? Wow. Okay. Actually, I do.
Okay. Well, you know, I couldn't let Wale get out of there without asking him about his favorite Spice story.
Oh, my gosh. What did he say?
Do you have any good spice stories for us?
Well, I'm sure you've been around him enough. You probably have got enough to last a lifetime. But the guy you know now is not the guy that I first met when he first got to Chicago. He wasn't as refined. You know, Chicago's a steak town. And he looks at the menu and tells the waiter, I'm going to have the fillet mignon.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. A guy who loves food
said
he wants to have the fillet mignon. Now, if anyone doesn't understand what I'm saying, he wanted a filet mignon, and he called it a fillet mignon. So he's come a long way, I'm sure. He's on TV now.
Yeah, we're working with
but
him.
But come on.
That's bad.
That's how you call filet mignon?
First of all, you don't believe that, right? Like, that is a complete lie. Filet mignon? Like, what? Come on, man.
I did have a hard time believing that.
You could have came up with something better than that, like something more believable. Come on, like, I'm a big dude. You don't think I know what filet mignon is? Come on, man. But let me tell you something about Wale.
Here we go.
We went out to D-Line dinner. I brought my son with me. My son, Anthony, was probably like 4 months at the time. Do you know Wale tried to feed my son a whole broccoli stalk? A whole broccoli stalk, just like here.
To a baby?
He's not even eating solids. He's going to try to give him a whole thing of broccoli to eat.
Yikes.
I'm looking at him like, are you really going to do that?
Wow.
Like, I let him do it. Sit there and like try to feed it to my son. Oh, my gosh. Now, that's a true story. Now, the thing you're talking about is lies, but that's a true story.
I think all of you need some food knowledge
or classes. Because now he has a baby. I'm sure he's not going to do that to his baby.
Let's hope not. Let's take another break.
Try to do that to my son.